A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Vav. Nedarim 6b. Pagination is 12. Starting from the top line, Bo'i Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question related to our topic of Yados, which means that in many areas there is a specific way you're supposed to articulate an event to make a certain effect. And we want to know if you did so with a bit of ambiguity, either yados, where it's very clear what you want, but you didn't say the whole thing, or yodayim she'enon mochichos, we're not even quite sure what it is that you had in mind. Will it be binding or not? So our original topic here in Nedarim was yados Nedarim. When a person is making a vow, and either he didn't articulate everything clearly, but we know very well what he wants, and that we learned out from the word lahazir by Nazirus, that Nedarim and Nazirus work the same way, and it will be binding. We then proceeded to ask the question, what about Yadayim She'enon Mochichos? It's not only Yadayim that you didn't say all the words, but it's not even Mochichos, it's not even 100% clear what it is that you had in mind. Will it be binding? And we encountered a machlokes on that topic. Rav Papa now poses the following question, Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin O Lo. Will we apply the rule of Yados to Kiddushin or not? Meaning, you didn't say everything you needed to say, but we have an assessment of what it is that you had in mind. Will it be binding, and will the woman be considered mikudeshes? Asks the Gemara, Hechidomi, what's the case? Ilema, if you say, Da Omar lo Leisha, if you say to a woman, Hare at mikudeshes li, you should be mikudeshes to me with the money that I'm going to give. Va Omar lecha verta, va at nami, and you say to her friend, you also should be mikudeshes. And in total, he gives two prutos, enough money to be mikadesh two different women. Pshita hainu kiddushin atzman. That's obvious, because that's kiddushin itself. If the woman accepts it, it's considered kiddushin. Let's understand the case in its detail, as the Rambam explains it in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Dalid Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, "Hamekadesh es ha'isha v'nosan hakiddushin midaito b'yad chaverta." A man has an agreement with a woman that he's going to be mekadesh her, and part of the understanding was that he's going to give her kiddushin money to her friend. Her friend will accept the money on her behalf. But as he went ahead to do the kiddushin, he went ahead and tried to do more. Va'ama lachaverta, he tells the friend, the messenger, kishanasan hakiddushin biyada, as he was giving the kiddushin into her hand, va'at nami, you also should be mikudeshes to me. And the Rambam paskins, as our Gemara tells us, hare shtein mikudashos, they're both kiddushin, and that was the ruling of our Gemara, hainu kiddushin atzmon. That's pretty straightforward kiddushin, because on the woman of the original discussion, she made somebody, a messenger, to accept the kiddushin. That's pretty straightforward clarity that she wants to be mikudeshes, that she's agreeing. And to the woman that you handed the money, you said, va'at nami. Now, maybe she's a little surprised. Maybe she didn't expect to become a kala today. She thought that she was going to simply accept the kiddushin for her friend. But if she hears the words va'at nami and you also, and she accepts it, so mazal tov, mazal tov. It's a double kiddushin. Ella, the Gemara says, what would be the case where we are in doubt because it's only yados l'kiddushin? It's only indicators, but it's not so clear. Kigon de'omar lo le'isha, if he told the woman, hare at mikudeshes li, you should be mikudeshes to me, va'ama la lachaverta va'at. And then he says to the messenger, and you. Mi amrinan, do we understand it? Va'atnami, and you also. But the word also was missing from his statement. Amallah, lachaverta, that he was really saying you also to the friend. V'tafsi ba'kiddushin lachaverta, and the friend is also married. O Dilma, or maybe va'at chazoi amallah lachaverta. Or maybe when he says, and you, he only means, and you will see, will decide. فَلَوْتَفْسِ بَكِدُشِنْ بَخَوَرْتَ. And the kiddushin will not take effect on the friend. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Hei Siftes, this Gemara is indeed codified. Avlam lo omar lo ela va'at. If he didn't say va'at nami, and you also, to this messenger, but he only said, and you, Harezu shekibla kiddushin safek mikudeshes. She's going to be a doubtful status of mikudeshes. Shema lo niskaven ela liros ma beliba. Maybe he was only asking to see what she would think about a kiddushin, but he didn't actually do the kiddushin with her. Adayin shoala, he's still only asking her, liros ma beliba, to see what she would say to a kiddushin. He's feeling her out. So again, if you had va'at nami, that would be a good kiddushin. But if he only said va'at, and what about you, that remains as a question in the way we understand what he's saying, and it remains as a question in halacha lamaisa, because it's not clear that he was indeed being mekadesh her, and that we have her consent. Now, there's a fascinating challenge that we can explore regarding this Gemara, based on the original presentation that we had when we started the topic of Yados. The original Gemara wanted to prove that a person's vow will be binding if it only has Yados, indicators. And we proved that from the word Lahazir, written by Nazirus. And there's a comparison, Nedarim to Nazirus. Just like by Nazirus, indicators are sufficient, so too, by Nedarim, indicators are sufficient. And that was learnt from a Hekesh, from a specific extra comparison which the Pasuk did between Nedarim and Nazirus. Later on in the Gemara presented a question that being able to be mefer a neder, to annul a vow, which is something that the husband or father can do, should not require a hekesh, the Gemara asks. It should simply be a mamotzinu, just like we find by vows that you could annul them. So by nazirus, you should be able to annul them. And the Ran points out that the reason that the Gemara now is so confident that you could just do a comparison without any extra psukim, whereas originally when we started this topic of Yados, we needed a specific comparison in the pasuk. So the Ran says the distinction is that ein onchin min adin, you can't punish somebody from a logic. To punish somebody for a violation, you have to have a hekesh, an extra pasuk, that actually tells you that it's binding. And therefore the Ran says that in order to have yados linedarim, that a person who makes an indication that they're making a vow, but didn't really say all the words, that's going to have the ramifications of being punishable in the case of a violation. And to be punishable, you need a hekesh. You can't just do it from a logic. We're always worried, according to one explanation, that your logic might be flawed. And therefore, to make a vow requires an actual hekesh. But, the Ran says, when you discuss hafara, annulling a vow, that, the Gemara says, could be even a logic. And that's why the Gemara challenged and said, why can't you just compare nedarim and nezirus, and it's all the concept of vows, and it should all work together, that you can annul them. If in one case you could annul, meaning nedarim, then the other case, nezirus, you should also be able to annul, because over there you're dealing with annulment. And annulment is not to punish anybody, on the contrary, it's to be more lenient. You could be more lenient based on a logic, even without a hekesh. Question therefore posed over here and explored by the Ayelas HaShachar Rav Steinman is, when you're dealing with Kiddushin, would you need an actual hekesh, a comparison, extra word in the pasuk, or would it be sufficient to be logical? Let's make a comparison. If Yados indicators works by Nedarim, it should work by Kiddushin too. So it would seem that Kiddushin has ramifications regarding punishing. If you claim it's a good Kiddushin, then the ramifications are that she's an Eshes Ish, and if she's Mizana, she acts immorally. It's a married woman acting immorally, and it would be punishable by capital punishment. It's pretty serious. How could our Gemara present a question of Yad LeKiddushin, indicators for Kiddushin, if there's no specific Hekish comparing Kiddushin to Nedarim? Is this something that could be carried by logic, or is it something that's like a punishment that requires a hekesh, extra words in the Torah? And Rav Steinman answers that Kiddushin is fundamentally not paskening on what happens if she's going to be mezana. Kiddushin fundamentally is paskening on whether she's married to this man, with all the ramifications of being married. In the words of the Ayelas HaShachar, "Benedarim ain shum dava rak etzem ha'iser." By nedarim, the whole topic is whether you're prohibited to do the thing or not. "V'lochein nimtza detzarech lilmod onish al ha'iser," and therefore you're learning punishment, and that requires an extra pasuk in the Torah, an extra word, a hekesh. "Avo bekiddushin," but when it comes to kiddushin, "hinasis ishto," the ramification is that she's married to this man. "V'zeh lo rak nogea le'isser," that's not just what happens if she acts immorally later on. "U'memeila yischayev misa," the result, of course, would be that if she violated, it would be a capital punishment. But that's not fundamentally what we're paskening on. We're paskening on whether she's married or not, whether they can live together or not, whether he would inherit her or not. Questions of marriage. And therefore, logic would have carried it, even though that's more lenient than the amount of proof that would be needed if you wanted to later punish. And punishment will simply be a result of the psak that we give at this time. This is very similar to the concept that we find by financial matters, that we might say that a person owns money simply because hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, if you want to extract money from him, you have to prove it. So right now he has the money, and we're going to say he keeps the money. What happens if he then does kiddushin with that money? We're going to say, well, it was his money based on our psak, so now she's a married lady. And now if that woman would go and act immorally, we're going to continue the psak and say, well, the money was his, so she was a married lady, so now if she acts immorally, it's capital punishment. Even though it all was a derivative of the original psak, that it's his money, but that's indeed the question that we asked. What am I paskening on? And from there, everything else gets derived. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.